Blog Talk Radio.
At Olive Garden, nobody loves Alfredo quite like we do. We make it from scratch using simple ingredients like garlic, butter, cream, and fresh Parmesan. So you can enjoy it poured, twirled, or dipped. From that irresistible first taste to the final creamy bite, with our one-of-a-kind Alfredo, the possibilities are endless. Olive Garden, we're all family here.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Buongiorno a questo giorno che si sveglia oggi con me. Buongiorno al latte e al caffè. Buongiorno a chi non c'è. E al mio amore buongiorno per dirle che lei che per prima al mattino vede io vorrei. È un giorno nuovo e spero che sia buono anche per te. Buongiorno voce vita mia, buongiorno fantasia, buongiorno musica che sei l'oblio dei giorni miei, e coloro che aiutano chi non ce la fa, per donar loro un giorno che migliorerà, è un giorno nuovo e poi chissà se il mondo cambierà. Dovrai, dove si troverà che tu indosserai. È una festa con mille invitati, un po' belli e un po' odiati, con cui ballerai. Ma lanciando la vita che tu farerai, che ogni grande proposito è un passo che fai. È un giorno nuovo anche per te, festeggialo con me. Buongiorno cari figli miei, buongiorno a tutti voi. Pensate al giorno che verrà come una novità ed un dono inatteso che va arricchirà di una nuova esperienza che si può ballar. È un passo nuovo e un altro ancora e il mondo cambierà. La dovrai, è vestito la sera che tu indosserai. È una festa con mille invitati, un po' belli e un po' odiati, con cui ballerai. Ma è danzando la vita che tu farerai, che di grande proposito è un passo che fai. È un giorno nuovo anche per te, festeggialo con me. La vita
tutto da
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this incredible, incredible show tonight. This is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Listen, guys, we are on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Please dial in 516-453-9133. Do me a favor, especially tonight, press 1 to join this incredible conversation right here on the Jerry Petito Show. I'm actually hosting this special show along with Brother O, okay? We did something similar in 2020, and now 3 years later, we're doing it again. We're honoring all Italians all over the world. That was Pavarotti, everybody, and listen, I'm breathless. I really am. That was amazing, Brother O. Hall of Fame DJ, Hall of Fame producer. Thank you, thank you, thank you for that.
Ciao bella signora. Ciao bella signora. Giardin Patito, you know.
Oh, my father is smiling down from heaven right now. I can't even tell you. Okay. So, guys, I'm going to have a couple guests call in that in the very beginning. They're doing me a huge favor. They're honoring the Italians. But I want to read my poem first. I read this poem in 2020, and I'm going to read it again tonight. Okay? Italians all over the world. My Italian-American heritage, when asked by Brother O to honor all the Italians right here, yes, on my show. I couldn't be more proud than I am right now, you see. Talking about my culture to all the world from me. My dad at age 13 was sent away from home on that boat to Ellis Island, yes, all alone to roam. Met by an uncle he never met, not knowing the language to talk. Now in America all alone with a stranger's hand he'd now walk. Sending your child across the world to work, I can't even imagine what that was like. Making money he had to send back to assure his family would soon take the hike. A few years later, all would unite. Yes, my dad learned early how to fight the fight. My dad and his family, like most Italians I know, were all hard workers teaching their kids to grow. The Petito name I cherish, forever will I be. I am my father's daughter, a champion like he. Laziness and excuses we could never use. Stand up straight and fight, we were taught to choose. Close-knit with no boundaries is how we all grew up. The wooden spoon and slipper made us strong, Buttercup. Mom's family were Sicilian. From Naples was my dad. So between the two, we had both the good and the bad. My mom's uncle might be calling to show me his support. The Don Farino from Sicily, to him I still report. I thank God for my dad's side, hardworking and honest were they. My toughness came from mom. I learned to thank her to this day. Some call it gravy and some call it sauce. Depends on the guinea you are. I call it gravy because that's what it is. That sauce crap comes from a jar. Whether you're Sicilian or Napolitan, the phrase we love to say, vaffanculo to you all, it means have a really nice day. That's for everyone. So I'm sure
Jerry.
There are a lot of Italians. Yeah.
buongiorno, my wonderful Sora. And of course, before we bring on our first guest, I got a surprise for you. We're gonna do a Frank Sinatra double take.
Yes.
And of course,
yes.
It's all about you. It's the best, baby. Ah, Frankie, baby.
I like a new Lincoln with all of its class. I like a martini and bird on the glass. I'm gonna start living, you wait and see. Nothing but the best is good enough for me. I like to eat lobster directly from Maine. I like to see bullfights in sunny old Spain. I'm gonna start living, you wait and see. Nothing but the best is good enough for me. Tally-ho, off we go. Who can wait another day? You and me out on a spree. Let's get started right away. We're gonna go traveling and have us a fling. We'll visit a palace and dine with a king. We're gonna start living, you wait and see. Nothing but the best is good enough for me. Gonna go traveling and have us a fling. We'll visit a palace and dine with a king. We're gonna start living, you just wait and see. Nothing but the best is good enough.
Wow. Okay. Frank Sinatra, everybody. I mean, who doesn't know him, right? You know, he was born in 1915, guys, December 12th. He died May 14th, 1998. I mean, think about that. Okay. The guy lived an incredible, incredible life. And his music was off the charts, not just for Italians, for everybody. Okay. I mean, listen. Let's face it, okay? Elvis loved him. He loved Elvis. The greats loved each other. Things were so different back then. They all loved each other and supported each other. I wish that was still the way it is in the music industry today. Unfortunately, it's not. But Frank Sinatra's the man. You know, there's so many people out there that do Elvis impersonations and Frank Sinatra impersonations. And a lot of them are very good. I met two incredible Sinatra impersonators, and keeping the music alive is so major and important. But what you just heard tonight by Brother O, that song right there, one of the best. Brother O, thank you so much. That was amazing.
Love you. Love you. Nothing can do about it. And of course, man, you know, I love this show. I love, you know, showing my dexterity when it comes down to good, good music. And tonight we celebrate the Italian tradition. And of course, I said it's Double Frank Tuesday, and this is dedicated to my girl from Long Island City, New York. And I ain't gonna call her fraud tonight, because you know it's not about that. You know, I'm not gonna do that on an Italian show because you get in trouble. So, you know, she's a lady. Can we have some luck tonight? Can we have some luck? Huh, Jerry? A little bit of luck?
They call you Lady Luck, but there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush, And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Gentlemen, see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Frankie, baby. Thank you, brother. Oh. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. So I want to bring on my first guest. Are you in the house? Or maybe I'll have a surprise. Yeah.
Hello. Is this...
Hello.
Is this Jerry?
Yes.
Hey, It's your Uncle Don all the way from Italia.
I was hoping you were going to call in. How are
Come
you, Uncle
on.
Don?
You know, it's been touch and go, but I'm a good. A nice glass of wine, never hurt of nobody. Gabiche?
Gabiche.
First of all, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm late. You know, any more quick dry cement really isn't that quick. So there's certain things you got to deal with, all right? And I love the fact that you're talking about Italians with regard to family, because that's what it's all about, la familia, huh?
Yeah.
So did you make sure everybody took the oath before you started the show?
Well, do you want to do it?
The family oath. Come, of course I do it.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody raise your right hand. The other right hand, Mama Luke. Okay. Repeat after me. I, insert name. Hello?
I, Jerry.
That's it. Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To never make fun of Aunt Rosie's mustache.
To never make fun of Aunt Rosie's mustache.
I also swear.
I also swear.
To have a living room full of furniture.
To have a living room full of furniture.
Covered in plastic.
Covered in plastic.
And never, ever sit on it.
And never, ever sit on it.
And last and certainly not least, I finally swear.
Last and certainly not least, I finally swear.
To never, ever put ketchup
never,
on
ever.
Pizza.
Put to never,
ketchup
ever
on pizza.
Put ketchup on pizza. Ever.
That's it. Welcome
That's
to
it.
The family, everybody. Oh, I feel good. You know, I'm having spaghetti dinner here tonight at my place with three of my closest friends. You know the wine boys, Ernest and Julio Gallo. They're here. And, of course...
tell them hello.
Hey, Jerry says hello. Hey, glasses. So, also, I got Philadelphia's native son here. He wants to say hello. Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Hey, Rock, put the fly swatter down. Rock, come over here.
Come on. This is Jerry. Hello. This is Jerry.
Hey, Rocky.
Hey, how you doing, doll? Huh?
Oh, my
you
gosh,
know,
I'm doing great now.
Well, that's good. You know, I love the fact. First of all, I love you, you know. You do
I
everything
you
right.
Too.
You talk, you know, you bring the Italians, you give them a special night over here. And I want to tell you a little something about family, you know. See, if it wasn't for my cousin Anthony, I would have never met Adrian. I would have never married her, and I would never had the family I have now, you know. So I'm going to give Anthony a shout out there. You know cousin Anthony, don't you? He
yep.
drives the
yep.
Zamboni over there at the ice rink.
Yep.
Remember that night? I took Adrian there, and he let me drive the Zamboni. Remember that?
Yep.
That was special, right? So, anyway, yeah. I just want to say yo, and thank Uncle Don for doing all this stuff. And, you know, we're going to be playing bocce ball a little bit later. So
Okay.
Can I call back and tell you who wins?
Yep. Good luck.
All right. Thanks a lot, eh? Listen, there's a guy here who wants to talk to you. All right, hold on.
Okay.
Yo, Jack, come in. What's it? Hello, Jerry.
Hi.
Hey, this is John Monforto. You know me, don't you?
Hey, John. He was our fellow host here, guys, on WBNN.
Yeah,
how are you?
back in the days. I'm good. You know, I had a call in. I had to at least say something. First of all, I'm Italian. You're Italian. The show's Italian. I just want to give you something with regard to what it's like to be Italian and
Yes. Maybe
Italian family. You know, in my life, in my past, there's a couple of things that stood out to me. And it's usually, you didn't know I was an electrician. My dad had a business. I followed in his footsteps. I took over the business for a while with my brother, so it was a family thing. But you know what we used to do in the construction site during lunchtime?
Okay.
We played bocce ball. That's what we used to, with everybody, not just with my father and my brothers, but the carpenters, the plumbers, anybody that was on the job. We played bocce ball, and it became a normal thing. So you're kind of like getting your heritage, and you're giving it to the community. And another really cool thing that I'll never forget growing up is around Christmas time. We'd all go to Midnight Mass together. And, of course, and you know this, we would celebrate the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
That's right.
And my parents are no longer with me. That tradition kind of died out. And it's one of the things that I miss and remember the most. So I just wanted to throw in my little Italian thing for you to share with your listening audience.
Don't go anywhere yet. I want to say something to you and everyone listening. You brought up some amazing points. Everybody out there, really, truly, what went on in the Italian families, me growing up, John growing up, I mean, this was across the board. When the fathers had a business, their sons knew they were just going to follow in their footsteps and work for them, including my brother.
Exactly.
He has my dad's painting company.
Exactly. Yep.
That's how it went. And every Sunday, we had pasta dinners at Nonna's. Everybody was there in the basement because they had a kitchen in a basement. And what he said about the plastic on the furniture, not only did every single aunt have plastic on her furniture in her good living room, we were never allowed in there or to sit on it. Okay?
That's right.
Insanity stuff, but amazing, amazing, crazy memories. And you know, and the kids never left home far away. The parents made sure of that.
Jerry, we had wrought iron railings in our foyer. We had red flocked wallpaper. I mean, you talk about Italian Marone.
Okay. It was amazing.
Yep.
And the bocce court. So my dad and uncle built a huge bocce court. And this is a funny, tiny little quick story. So it was in the backyard across both our yards. We lived on the same street road in Robbinsville when we moved from New York. And my aunt would have to go out there and send my father home and make my uncle come in and told them they were grounded because they would fight over a dollar. It wasn't the dollar. It was who was beating who. She would hear them yelling at each other. Amazing.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Amazing.
You know what? Those days. Those days.
Tell everyone who you are, John. I don't want you getting off, though, before you do that. What were you going to say before you do that?
No, I was just going to say, you know, and the movies, they do a pretty good job in the movies in recreating the Italian family and the heritage. I mean, with some, you know, even though there's maybe a lot of blood and gore, when you get down to it, family is everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything.
Right.
And I've never, you know what? I'm Italian. I don't know what it's like in other families. I can only read about it. Like, you know, when the Jewish family, you know, there's tight-knit, in every culture, you know, you've got that. But I don't know the other ones. I only know the Italian.
Right.
And I know what I lived, I know what I love, and I know what I remember. So,
wow.
God bless the Italians everywhere.
Godfather, thank you for calling in. But John Monforto, I love you, Godfather. John Monforto, tell everyone who you are.
I'm John Monforto. I am a Philadelphia-born Italian. I am the a multiple celebrity impersonator. I work full-time at it. I have friends like Jerry Petito who, you know, promote me on the radio show every now and then. But I'm also the official Rocky impersonator for the city of Philadelphia.
That's right.
And I'm also a trained lyric baritone. I sing primarily. So I do, you know, Elvis and all kinds of stuff. It's a lot of fun being me.
The man of many faces,
thank you for having me,
guys. Thank you. I love you.
I love you, darling.
Thank you, sweetie.
Be safe. All right.
You too. So, guys, before we bring on my next guest, we have a special track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey Brother O.
The loveliness of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill the air. I don't care. My love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue, and when
Tony Bennett, Brother O, you're really rocking it tonight, baby. Thank you, from
listen, man, nothing like nothing
out there.
Nothing like Antonio Benedetto. You know what I mean? You know his real name before he had to, you know, Americanize it to Tony Bennett. You're talking about someone who epitomized in San Francisco. My son lives there with my, you know, my daughter-in-law, who, you know, his fiance, and they live very, very close to the Golden Gate Bridge. And my son always talked about Tony Bennett. And I left my heart in San Francisco, and he ain't never coming home, Jerry.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad you're having fun tonight as well, because you're making my night. So, Brother O, let's bring on my next guest.
Hey, what's the matter, you? I gotta
how you
tell
doing,
you, Jerry.
Baby?
What, oh, I'm still a little sore, but I'm, I'm doing just fine. And that John, I just love him. You know, I met him doing a show, and we've been great friends ever since. I mean, there's nothing like that guy. He's a good Italian boy, and. I got a lot of Italian friends, and you especially, and John, and all my friends that I grew up with in Cincinnati, Ohio. We had a city up there called Price Hill, and it was all Italian families up there. And then, and I sang with all the Italian kids back when we was all Utes. And, Utes, we just had a lot of fun, made great music. The Italian people are really, really the coolest and the bestest of the mostest. doo-woppers you'll ever find. They know their harmonies, and they love every minute of it. So anyway, I just love it. So it just what a great show you got. And, you know, I'm telling you about singing with different people. I did a show with the one and only Nancy Sinatra.
Wow.
Out in Temecula, California. I went out there, and which I didn't know I was getting, but they wound up giving me an award for everything I do for the armed forces and benefits and things. But she is the coolest lady you'll probably ever meet. She's a sweetheart. She got up and she sang "These Boots Are Made for Walking" like she was a teenager.
Wow.
What a great person she is. And but I had a lot of fun with her, and we had Gary Lewis was there, and little Anthony Imperial was there, and one of the was there, and one of the Platters was there, and so it was a great show they had, and they had a lot of fun. But my son is half Italian, and his mother, her mother was, their whole family was from Italy, and I had my own bowl for the meatballs and spaghetti, and I could have fed three families with it.
That's right.
But Jerry, let me tell you, they made a dish. It was a fish thing. It was called bacala.
Bacala.
Now, yeah, and nobody. When I mention it to people, they don't know what it was. It's so hard. When you first get it, you could use it for a weapon.
That's
but
right.
Soak it in salt water, and then they cut it up in blocks, and they put all the like vegetables and tomatoes, all kinds of things over it, and it's absolutely delicious. But I haven't.
Well,
had
do you know
it
what that is?
It's a fish of some kind.
It's tripe.
Tripe.
Yes. And I hated it. Children did not like it, and they made us eat it. And it was like rubber.
You're kidding me. I loved it. Oh, man. I could have laid my face right in the plate and ate it all.
That is so funny. We have some amazing food, guys, but let me tell you, bacala, not one of them.
I loved it. Boy, I could have ate it for breakfast. But those are the days. I just I love the Italian folks. You know, I just of course I'm surprised you had me on the show because I'm Irish as Patty's pig. You know. And,
I got you on the show because I love you. And you know, when I'm around you, whenever we're together, you act just like an Italian to me. Okay, I think of you as family anyway, and it's just like so crazy. But I want to share a funny story while you're on the phone. So Brother O played the commercial for, Olive Garden. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Right.
And I'm cracking up because I have a tiny Olive Garden story. So no real Italians will ever eat at Olive Garden first off. Right. So my granddaughter, who's half Italian, 7 years old, I was taking her out to eat, picking her up from school 2 weeks ago, and I said, where do you want to go? Do you want to go? And I named a couple places she likes. Nope, I want to go to Olive Garden. I said, excuse me? I call my daughter. My daughter's cracking up laughing. She's like, she loves it. So I'm like, okay. Well, I'm laughing so hard as we're pulling in, and I took a picture of the sign and everything, and then I took a picture with her under it, and I'm like, my Italian friends are not going to believe I'm eating here. And listen, she got some really good food, and it was really good, I got to say. All right, I was very impressed. But, yeah, Olive Garden, guys.
No, man. Well, I love Italian food. I mean, I think it's the greatest. I mean, I just
Thank
love it.
You.
Everything has a wonderful taste to it. And that's a problem with me, you know, because, you know, I've got the blood pressure and the sugar diabetes and all these other things and everything. My doctor told me, he says, Ken, let me be very honest with you. If it tastes good, you can't
Don't
have
eat
it. You can't have it. So what do you do? Yeah, it's like, you know, eating bland food, it's like eating grits with nothing in them. I mean,
well, Italian food, I got to say, is probably the greatest food ever.
Yeah. Well, I think so, too.
Coming from me.
I do, too.
And I'm a chef, man, and I'm vegan now, so, you know.
Yeah,
but listen,
I know.
Ken, tell
yes,
everyone
ma'am.
Who you are, and before I let you go, you're going to sing, you know, just 10, 20 seconds for me. But tell everyone who you are first.
Okay. I'm Ken Brady. I'm one of the original casinos from back in 1967 with a hit record and Hall of Fame record in Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye. So I'm still going. I'm the only one left now, but I put on my shows to keep the legacy of this wonderful group going. And, of course, Jerry, you push me as much as you can. I know you do, and I love you for everything you do for me. And so that's what I do. I'm still going strong. And then, you know, next March, you're going to be down here for my 80th birthday.
That's right, baby. And you're coming down here this August to see me. Yes.
August, I'm coming up to see you. We're sing some songs up there if we can and do some things, have some fun. I always join. And my wife, Cindy, she just loves coming up here to see you. She just loves you to death.
I love Cindy.
Yeah.
So before you go... I want you to sing, you know, like I said, 30 seconds of your song for everybody.
Okay. Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you love me for a million years. And if it don't work out, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. That's
amazing. Amazing. Everybody, Ken Brady, thank you,
and
sweetheart.
Brother,
I love you.
Tell Brother O I said hi. You know, I love that
yes.
dude, man.
Brother, I love you too, man. I love you too, Kenny. I love you too, man.
Yeah, you just keep up the good radio work up there. We need people like you guys, man. We like people that know what they're doing with a radio station, and you got it down pat.
Oh, so, thank you, sweetheart.
Can't wait to get up here.
Oh. Ken Brady, everybody. So, now we have another track, guys, by our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, Brother O.
I have often walked down this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. All the lilac trees in the heart of town, can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. And oh, the towering feeling, just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where you live. stop and stare, they don't bother me. For there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can't be here on the street where you live. Can't be here on the street where you live. Can't be here on the street where you live.
Dino, baby. Dean Martin is in the house. That's amazing. Brother O, thank you, thank you, thank you. Who doesn't love Dean Martin? Come on.
Ciao, bella, ciao, bella. Mi fa scusi, ma scusi.
This is great. So I think we have caller three in queue. Hello?
Hello, Jerry Petito. How are you?
My half-Italian sister.
You got it, girlfriend. A little tricky for me to get on tonight. I'm out of the area, yet I'm here. I'm sneaking in the call. How to come
oh,
on
I'm
for
so
you,
happy.
My friend. Oh, my God.
So
yes, half-Italian, so a couple funny stories to share with you. But first, I got to give a huge virtual hug to Ken Brady and John Monforto.
Yes.
I know John a long time, and I know
yes.
Ken through you. So it's so it's
but
just so funny
John
that
through you.
I know
John
it's just
through
so
you
freaking
and you met
funny.
Ken through me.
It is so funny.
Yep.
So first of all, my grandmother came over when she was three. She couldn't read or write, hardly could write her name, but spoke seven languages. So she married my Nabilitan grandfather, who doesn't speak any English. I still don't know how that happened. But we grew up with the plastic on the furniture, and I'm telling you, I didn't know
yep.
which customs were Italian and which customs were Jewish. So
okay.
It was so funny. We had an attic in our house that we used to call the freeze. So in the wintertime, we would lock the door, and we'd only go up there to get our clothes and stuff that were up there. I had a room up there when the weather was warmer. But in the wintertime, we would move. You know, I would be downstairs. So I would sleep on that furniture with the plastic on it, but I couldn't sleep on it because I would stick to it.
You would stick to it,
I had to
yeah.
put a blanket on put a blanket on it and slept inside, like draped the blanket over the back of the couch and the side so I wouldn't stick to the plastic because we couldn't take that plastic off, you know,
never
in a million years.
Never,
so,
never.
That is just craziness. And I love the difference between the horror and the Donadel. For the Americans, it's the tarantella. And you could put the music on. It could be the horror or it could be the tarantella, and it's the same
okay.
thing. So I think that's funny. But one of the customs that I really love, now, Carrie, I don't know if you know this because it's an
okay.
old, old Italian custom. And when I was
right.
growing up until I was a teenager, I thought it was a Jewish custom. And then I found out it's an old Italian custom, but not a lot of people know about it. When you purchase a vehicle, somebody is supposed to buy you a red ribbon to put around the steering wheel. They really
absolutely.
Somewhere in the car, but supposed to go
no, absolutely.
Around the steering wheel. Yeah, to ward off evil. So today
yes.
we're riding in this car, and this person, friend of ours, got in that's never been in the car before and goes, oh, did someone give you this car as a gift? There's a red ribbon on the steering wheel. So I had to tell her the whole story, so that was so funny. But we still do it to this day. If someone gets an automobile,
so,
somebody has to buy
yeah,
them a red ribbon.
We don't do it to this day, but I have to share something with you about red ribbons. As children, they would pin them on our clothing constantly. We would have to wear these little red ribbons.
Mm.
Okay?
Same thing, to ward off evil, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
I want to share something with everyone and with you because this is really incredible. And, you know, my father has to be looking down and know that this happened. My cousin went into that ancestry thing. because the stories that we were told, you know how sometimes Italians exaggerate things and you never know what's 100% truth. You know, that's just how it was with the Italian aunts, you know? So
yep.
The story that I got, father also, was he was 14 years old when he came on that boat alone, not speaking the language, to meet an uncle he never met, okay? And he was 14 years old. All right. My cousin went into that ancestry thing and found every single boat that my entire family all came over, the dates here, and I made scrapbooking pages for every cousin with their parents on these pages. My father's boat was the Volcania to Ellis Island, January 24th, 1951, and it says his name, his year, his date, and his age, 14 years old, Gerardo Petito. Is that amazing that we were able to find that?
Wow, that's crazy.
Okay.
We we had a child born that they sold her on the black market in our family, and she could never find my family because my grandmother's name was D'Angelo, with D'Angelo, D'Angelo.
Okay.
And when they Americanized it, they changed it to Angel, O-N-G-E-L.
Oh.
And nobody in the family liked it, so they changed it to Angel. So it's our whole family name is Angel. But this child that I'm now friends with never found our family because she only knew the D'Angelo name. And then when she found, through my aunt, who's no longer with us, when she found her and she told her about the rest of the family, cause she was the only one that kept the D'Angelo name. Everybody else changed it to Angel. So it was crazy. So we're friends with her, and her husband was the one who did all the drawings for the covers of the romance novels, Fabio, you know. That was my cousin's husband. And and it's so funny how what a small world it really is.
I have a silly question, and then we're going to go to a track. What do you like better as far as the majority of the foods, Italian or Jewish?
Italian. Italian. I like Jewish food, but I love Italian food.
Okay. I only love the knishes because I'm a vegan, and I love the real knishes, baby. And the matzo ball
like
soup without the chicken broth.
Yeah, I like them. I was going to say I like the matzo balls, yeah.
Amazing.
All right, Jerry, I know you got callers, so I love you, girlfriend.
I love you. Thanks, Ava.
All right.
All right, honey. Bye. So, guys, now we have another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, Brother O. I can't wait to hear who's next.
Signora Petito, scusi ragazzi, scusi per tutti, which means I love you so much. And the mio amore, the luci, and of course the light that is Jerry Petito. The luci, began by two ragazzi, there's one person that can be able to understand what we're saying tonight. The outstanding tenor. The greatest tenor to ever live. Luciano Pavarotti.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Jerry.
Serena dopo una tempesta.
Wow, Brother O, thank you for that song. I mean, how could we be honoring Italians all over the world without that song? Wow, thank you. Wow, okay. Let's take our next caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Peace and blessings.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, especially tonight.
Oh.
Amazing.
Well, I wanted to call in and give my support and to listen to your show. And I appreciate everything that you do. And, oh, don't forget to help me celebrate my fifth year.
Wow. Okay, tell us about it.
Well, I believe I started in 2018.
Okay.
And as of May this month, my birthday, I will be on for 5 years. Most likely the 26th, which is Friday, I believe. And I will be on 5 years. And
wow.
And Brother O and all of the other hosts and you, Jerry, supported me when I didn't think good of myself. And I appreciate you a lot. I appreciate all the hosts. And most of all, I give my love to Brother O, because without him, I wouldn't be able to speak.
So, Sister Bessie, first of all, I love you too. You already know that. And, you know, to me, WBNM wouldn't be WBNM without you. So I thank you for everything you've done. And I will always be there to support you. And I will always love you. And thank you, for calling in.
Thank
wow.
you, sweetheart. I love you very much. Yes.
And congratulations, girlfriend. That's so cool.
I love you. All right.
Thank you. And guys, of course, we have another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey, Brother O. Let's have it, baby.
You make me feel so young, you make me feel so spring has sprung, and every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go play hide and seek, I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young, you make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful fling to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young, you make me feel so spring has sprung, and every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I wanna go and play hide and seek, I wanna go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots. You make me feel so young, you make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, wonderful things to be flung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today. 'Cause you make me feel so young. You make me feel so young. Make me feel so young.
Frankie baby, we have another caller, guys. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Darius Ricardo Richard.
Hey, sweetheart, how are you?
I'm doing good. I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole show. I just got a chance to listen to a little bit of it. But I wanted to call in, you know, of course, and support you. And I don't really, of course, you know, I'm African-American, so I don't really know much about the Italian culture. So the little bit that I did get a chance to hear, you know, I'm like, I feel like, you know, what I like about this network is it's like a gumbo. So I was just telling Chinchilla on Sunday, you get what I mean, by me listening to her show, I was getting, you know, gaining a lot of information. And it's like the same thing now that I'm listening to your show. It's like I'm learning some stuff or whatever. So that's what I think one of the things that I love about this network is it's like we're a gumbo of so many different things. You get what I mean?
Yes. You know, the Italian culture, I think because it came from a place where, you know, they had to send their children to America first sometimes, like in my dad's case. And once they reunited, it was almost like a bond that no one could ever separate them again. And they all lived next door to each other in the same buildings, on the same streets. That never changed. It started changing maybe in the last 5 years with Italian families that I know. But prior to that, it was pretty consistent. And I think that was the bond that we all shared that was just so incredible. And I just wish it would continue on like that.
Right.
But
why do you think it is like that? Why do you think it's kind of breaking off?
Well, because everything over the last, say, 10 years, right, the younger generation, they don't have that same family bond like we grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Things have, I think social media also is a big part of it because we weren't allowed to even watch TV until our parents said, okay, we're all sitting in the living room now and we're going to watch TV. You know, things were just so different.
Right.
And with my daughter, who's 42 years old, she has a lot of what I have. And my grandson, he's 22, he has a lot of it. But, you know, my granddaughter is 7, and, you know, things are going to be different for her, especially, you know, once I'm gone. But I think a lot of the family unity, who even really eats dinner together anymore if we think about it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like that anymore.
Right.
We
Absolutely.
All sat down and had dinner together.
Yeah, and you know, it's so interesting. I think that it might be a cultural thing because I feel like it's in our community too. And I was just talking about that, how I feel like for us, the matriarchs of our family was like our grandma or we had Sunday dinners, you get what I mean? But now everybody is kind of caught up in their own life. And I also was saying how my cousins, we kind of grew up as like, that's my cousin brother. And now more so I would say my generation – we're not really connecting our the nieces and nephews together. Like everybody's caught up in their life and their immediate family, and it kind of loses the family dynamic. It's just unfortunate. Like I remember, and I always say this: it's this scene in Soul Food, and it's the little boy and he's crying and he's just like, "Grandma, just want us to have Sunday dinner." Like, and I always feel like sometimes like that in my family, like. we got to come together. You get what I mean? Because it's like we only come together unless it's funerals, graduations, you know, special events, you know, like, but it's like we got to make time for each other while we're still here. So I appreciate this conversation.
Oh, wow. And I love you. You know that. You're on a piece of my heart, young man.
I love you too, Jerry.
Oh, my gosh. You're amazing. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you. Oh, wait. Tell everyone about your documentary. Come on.
Oh, yes. It'll be out July the 10th. I had a private screening May the 12th. Be out July 10th. The whole entire three-part movie will be July 10th on YouTube. CTF TV network as well. So please be on the lookout. This is the final season/movie of Hurt People, Been in Brooklyn. So please, and be on the lookout for everything else that I'm working on upcoming. So be on the lookout for the book too. Jerry named it Trauma Heals
Tell them what it's called.
It's called Trauma Healed People Heal People. So from day one, when I met Jerry, when I had season one, she always was telling me, Heal people. You got to make an episode, Heal People. So now I dedicated a whole book, and I have to give credit to Jerry for that name because it's such a beautiful thing. So shout out to Jerry, and I put your name in my book. You get what I mean?
Would
know the credit is from you, and I just know Heal people is going to be a movement. So shout out to Jerry.
I love you, baby. Shout out to you. Thank you, Ricardo.
I love you, too.
So from hurt people, to heal people. Yes, Ricardo Richard, everybody. So we have another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Disc Jockey, Brother O. Come on, baby.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only you care, and though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Love is all that ever matters. It's everything. So open your arms and you'll open the door to every treasure that I'm hoping for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up.
Tony Bennett, baby. Thank you, Brother O. Let's take our sixth caller, please. Hello, caller. Say hello.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia, where your female co-workers got drunk off of Long Island iced teas and started taking their clothes off at the Chickies and Pizza. What's good?
How you doing, baby?
Oh, Jerry, what's up with you? Baby, the next time my mom out here, you know, holding it down. Oh, yo. Shout out to my my chef instructor, Mike DeLuca from 10th and Wolf. You know what I mean? We know how to put them together. You know what I mean? Where you haven't mastered a recipe until you made it 100 times, you know?
Wow, you sound like an Italian now.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, right? That's what I learned from them. And when you're from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying, and you grew up like Clev One, you know what I'm saying, you had Black Mafia and you had Italian Mob out here. Shout out to the Molino Hoagie store, you hear me? You know what I mean? So, boom, all I'm going to say is this. The plastic on the furniture thing, I think it was universal, you know what I mean? Where I think the living room was supposed to just be a showroom or something, you know what I mean? Couldn't nobody sit on nothing. You know what I mean?
You're
but
right.
Even though Clev One hid all my boosted clothes from John Wanamaker's up under the plastic couch, if you understand what I'm saying to you. Since ain't nobody sit on there, they didn't know I was hiding stuff under it. You hear me? You know what I mean? So,
you're absolutely right. Oh, my gosh, you're so funny.
I don't
understand that.
Mm-hmm. I always thought it was because of the material or the color of the couches, but I noticed that when I started getting around, going to other people's houses, I started discovering, whoa, it's not just my house or this house, huh? It's everybody's house.
Okay.
Damn. You know, I think it was an 80s thing, 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s thing. I don't know. Who knows?
No.
You know what I mean? But
I thought
it was universal.
Not the Italian families. I was maybe 5 years old and stuck to the frickin' plastic. But since my whole life.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got caught a couple times. And you know what the tough thing about that was? You had to fix the plastic back if you know. You had to fix it back. I could never get it right, so I didn't sit down on that. I didn't want no parts of that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. Cub, you're hysterical.
But
oh, my gosh.
I will be on.
Yeah.
I will be on every third Wednesday, Woo Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? Shout out the Golden Arms, you know what I mean? The kid with the Golden Arms, he ain't talk, but he beat everybody ass. Oh, excuse me. That was a curse word almost.
Listen, because my book is, I'm not an addict, I'm just an ass. You're allowed to only say that word.
Oh, man, that's a good one. Then I said it right on time now, didn't I, Jay?
Yes, you did. Clef,
I just wanted to buzz in real quick, you know what I'm saying, and let everybody know that I'm hang gliding out here. You know, shout out to everybody in the tri-state. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represent from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia, where you might get a whiff of a dead human person on your way down there to 61st and Passion to get you crashed up. Check your satellites.
Clever One, everybody. I love him. So, guys, we have another track by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. This jockey, Brother O.
Volare. Oh, cantare, oh, let's fly way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowds. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all this illusion behind. Just like birds of a feather, a rainbow together we'll find. Volare, oh, e cantare, oh, my happy
happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings. Penso che io sogno così non ritorni mai più. Mi dipinge con le mani e la faccia di blu. Poi d'improvviso tenido dal veretto rapito e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito. Volare, oh, oh, e cantare, oh, oh, nel blu, dipinto di blu. Che dici di stare lassù? E volavo, volavo, venice punalte del sole con coro più su, mentre molto pian piano sparivo lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonare soltanto per me. Volare, oh, andare, oh, no wonder my happy heart sings. Your love has given me wings. Nel blu, dipinto di blu, venite di stare lassù. Nel blu, dipinto di blu.
Yes, Dean Martin, baby. Heck yeah. You know, I just want to give everybody a little trivia out there. You know, Dean Martin always played like he was. He used to have apple juice in those glasses. Check it out. Yes, yes. All right, our next caller. Come on.
Peace, 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 Jay. How you doing? This is Jetty A-Track.
Hey, Jetty. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing lovely. I'm doing beautiful. It's just been so warm, you know, Brother O hitting us with these Italian classics, especially Sinatra. Yo. If y'all don't know, I'm a fan of Sinatra. I love his voice. I love his songs. And then you, Jerry, thank you. Thank you for the hospitality and for housing tonight's topic and the celebration of Italian culture. I just wanted to give you your flowers and show you your love. That's all.
You know, Jetty, I want to say something to you, first of all. Listening to you, like, say how much you're a fan of Frank Sinatra blows my mind, okay, because you're too young to be able to say that, and yet you do, just like me, you know, with oldies and all that, right? But I want to share something with you that's going to make you really understand me a little bit better, and it's because of my father. You know, I thank God for my parents. My father came from Italy, and we never even ever knew that there was a difference in anyone's color. Not only that, my father welcomed gay people into our home. We never knew there was a difference with anything, okay? And, you know, my daughter-in-law is black. My granddaughter's half black. And I just wanted to say to you that it was because of my father. And this topic tonight, I honor him so much with it. And he is looking down smiling. And I think you're an incredible, incredible radio host, first of all. And thank you for honoring me tonight and calling in. And that you love Frank Sinatra just blows my mind. You're amazing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Jay. Thank you.
Wow. When's your show?
So my show will be, the next show will be the next third Thursday of next month. I got to look on the calendar or whatnot, but
okay.
Yeah, everybody, you know, y'all just stay tuned. But for right now, y'all continue to listen to these beautiful grooves by Brother O and continue to be warm down to the soul and to the spirit of your heart and being by the lovely Jerry.
Well, I love his voice. He has an amazing radio voice. Okay. Now we have our eighth, and thank you, sweetheart. We have our eighth caller in queue. Hello, caller.
Hello, girlfriend.
Hello, girlfriend. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was racing to get home tonight. My phone was on 3%. I ran into the house and put on a charger, and I couldn't wait to listen to your show. Beautiful
show. Oh, my
show.
Gosh.
And I love the story about your father, where he did not say that racism and prejudice nonsense, and that's
no.
an example that we all need to have, which is beautiful.
That's right.
And you are a beautiful spirited person. I love you.
Oh, my gosh. I love you, too. So are you. Are you kidding me, girlfriend? Tell everyone when your show is.
Strictly Business with E. Davis will be on June 8th.
Okay. So before I let you go, because I don't want to let you go yet,
okay.
What's your favorite Italian food?
My favorite Italian food? Oh, man, that's a hard one. Because I'm vegan, like you, and
yep.
I'm learning how to make Italian dishes vegan style. Today, for my friends, I made vegan stuffed shells, and I took it with me to Bible study, and everybody and her mother wanted some. My pastor was willing to give me money to go get him, to make him some. I said, no, we'll cover it. Lasagna. When I was younger, my late teens to my early 20s, my mother used to make me an Italian dish for my birthday every year. So it was the ziti, it was the lasagna, it was just something Italian, the sausage, you know, the ground meat, the cheese, everything. So
yeah.
Now that I'm learning how to make it, vegan style is basically everything. So I can't narrow it down.
Yep, it's amazing. And you know I'm a vegan chef now. And
right.
that was like a shock to my family when I became vegan 30 years ago. Are you kidding me? Well,
oh, wow.
Eventually, yeah, it was a shock. Like,
so
what Italian does that?
So now that you're a vegan chef, and now, you of course, you know how to make it vegan, do they understand the transition that is just as great and even better?
Well, the majority of them, including my father, all became vegan.
Good, good, good.
Imagine that. So,
good.
Girlfriend,
I'm
love
to,
you.
I'm trying to convert my dad, too.
Yep. It'll happen. It'll happen. But
all
I
right.
love you, and
I'm
thank you, sweetheart.
Too. You're more than welcome. Have a great night, and you have an awesome show tonight.
Thank you, honey. Guys, we have caller 9 and 2. Let's take our next caller.
Well, 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 well. Guess who this is?
How are you? How you doing, sweetie?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
All right. This is Mr. Boston.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want to
you
say
already
to all
know
the Italians? But wait, what do you want to say to all the Italians listening first?
Let me say this. The world is made up of so much stuff. And when people turn around and judge a person by their race, color, creed, or whatever, we are all human. And we all belong together. We all belong in a family and take care of each other. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. That's it.
Amazing. Yep. Thank you for that. What else you got for me?
You want me to do a poem?
Come on. Let's have a little something-something. I gave you something-something, baby.
What do you want to hear?
All right, something. Well, let me ask you something. Could you do something off the cuff about Italians? Now, that would be pretty cool, man.
That could be, I could do that. I think I can do that. I think maybe, I don't know, maybe. Let me see. here we go.
All right.
This dedicated face of a world of different colors and different races. And the Italians, the blood bone of their race. We come, they come, we greet, we hold, we accept, we follow suit. And where love and togetherness and unity brews, the Italians, with the groove, without abuse, with family orientation, and let us grow and accept the Italians as they are, because they are people too. Golden as they are, peaceful as they can be, and they take us all in and greet us. That's what the Italians are, the peace of a pie, of a earth, of a heaven, of a earth that greets us all in this heaven that we call earth. That's the peace.
Okay, so I just gave you a standing ovation from my seat. Okay, Brother O, I mean, what a way to end this show. Mr. Boston, I love you. I thank you. That was priceless. Wow.
Well, you know, I try to do what I can do.
When is your show?
My show is next month. It'll probably be the first or the second Tuesday of June. And y'all come out and y'all join WBNN and the Gozy Time Entertainment with the one and only DJ, Brother O. And y'all come out and join Mr. Boston and the Boston Chronic. 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. And y'all already know that if your call plan does not let you enjoy or call into the show, download the Text Now app, and you can call in for free. And there we go. Thank you, guys. One love, one mic.
Thank you, Mr. Boston. You made my night. That was amazing. Thank you, sweetheart. Wow. So, guys, all right, we're coming to the close of the show, and I just want to thank everyone out there listening. A shout out to Genesis because she sent me a message. She was listening. I love you, girl. Shout out to all the Italians because this show tonight was about the Italian heritage all over the world. So my love and honor to all the Italians out there and my love and honor to my dad looking down on me tonight. And Brother O, I want to thank you for asking me to do this again because you made my night as well. And the music
thank
and the
you.
Songs, are you kidding me? It was incredible. Incredible. And you know what? Now I would love to bring on your favorite producer, Brother O, my honeybee.
My mother and I got a chance to appreciate opera because my dad was an opera singer by trade. And, of course, my grandmom did not want him to go out in that world, per se. My dad was part of the, you know, Fred Waring and the Pennsylvanians years ago. And my grandmom said, nope, he's going to be a minister, and you can't take my 17-year-old out there. But my dad continued to do operatic things in his ministry. I remember in 1976 in California, my father did a concert, Jerry Pitino. And one of the greatest songs he sang as I saw him as a little boy was I Got to Be Me by Sammy Davis Jr. And it moved me. And as a little child, I had tears in my eyes because that was my dad, my Pisces father, singing, doing what God called him to do. Right, Jerry?
Yep.
And of course, tonight,
right.
I have something for you. The greatest tenor presentation in the history of this world, given to you by Luciano Pavarotti, in honor of all of the great people. And I appreciate you, Jerry, for doing this show tonight. So can I give you my gift before Ngozi time?
Yes, I want to say one last thing to you. Absolutely. Mo Garman messaged me. She was listening and loved the show. We want to give her a shout-out as well and to all the other hosts listening. And Brother O, yes, give me your gift, please.
Here's the Mo Garman's still on. Let's bring her on. Mo, okay. You there? Mo Garman?
I'm here, Brother O.
Hey, all right.
Hi, sweetie. How you doing? Great show. It's a wonderful
Thank
listening
you.
To your cultural stories. I never was a fan of Olive Garden either.
Okay.
That was funny. But my favorite thing there is chicken cacciatore. My favorite Italian food is chicken cacciatore. And now I'm vegan, I can't eat that anymore. So if you ever find a dish that's similar to that, please let me know.
I can tell you how, well, listen to me. You message me because I'm a vegan chef. I can tell you how to make it vegan.
Really?
Yes, really. Okay?
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart. Wow.
You take care. Have a good night.
Mo Garman, everyone. Oh, thank you, Brother O.
Now, of course, our sponsorship tonight has been Olive Garden. And the views and comments from our hosts are not necessarily the views of WGN and Beverly Nation. So Olive Garden, continue to do what you do. Shut up, Jerry. And now, my trip to Miss Petito tonight. And it is the great Nessun Dorma by Luciano Pavarotti. And after that, I'll be back. One of the greatest things I will say tonight about what we do at WBNN. Luciano. Greatest arias ever sung. Vishiro means I will win. If you had a chance to go on, you know, Google or YouTube to see that, it's almost like Luciano Pavarotti saw God at the end. Because when you have an order like that and you do your thing, the way he ended that in his eyes, his facial expression, he was talking about love, talking about experiences in life, to be triumphant. I love my woman. I care for my woman. I will adopt my woman. And I will win. For Lichiro means I will win. And that's what WBNN is all about. Thank you, Luciano, because that's how I live my life. Congratulations to Jerry Pitito on her 72nd all-time connection record and 7th consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship. Vishiro to my girl, Jerry Pitito, tonight. And to all the Italians around the world that listen to us, thank you, because you made this possible. All the hosts that called in tonight to celebrate, you made this possible too. Thank you for your support. Tomorrow night is the original BevNet Classic. Have not, you know, gotten that together, but, you know, what we deem necessary for you to know, you don't know tomorrow. The original BevNet Classic, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time right here on the historic Beverly Nation. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and Twitter, and Ngozi underscore time. Olegadi Malema Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ole De Leda and goes with my at gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Deli Malema, and goes to saying good night. Good luck to all the folks out there in Arcforce Radio that support us on a constant basis. Outstanding performance tonight. In Excelsia, in Excelsius, a grande. I love her. The International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever of 2021. The 2019 International Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting and Shrining. The outstanding Jersey Jewel, Jerry Pitito.
Guys, I just want to say thank you again for everyone listening. What an incredible night for me. You know, it really touched me tonight with whatever everybody said, and I appreciate it. I want to just close with the end of my poem again, just to a little funniness here, okay, silliness. Some call it gravy, some call it sauce. Depends on the guinea you are. I call it gravy because that's what it is. That sauce crap comes from a jar. Olive Garden. Oops. Whether you're Sicilian or Nablathon, the phrase we love to say, Vafangula to you all. It means have a really nice day. Love you all.
Buongiorno a questo giorno che si sveglia oggi con me. Buongiorno al latte e al caffè. Buongiorno a chi non c'è. E al mio amore buongiorno per dirle che lei che per prima al mattino veder io vorrei. È un giorno nuovo e spero che sia buono anche per te. Buongiorno voce vita mia, buongiorno fantasia, buongiorno musica che sei l'obbligo.